Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Dr. Alan Desmond is a consultant gastroenterologist who works for the NHS and his own private practice based in Devon. He's published numerous research papers and regularly lectures around the world on the benefits of a plant-based diet. His latest book, What Your Doctor Isn't Telling You About Food, is a look at how we are eating in the modern world, its impact and the simple changes that make a big difference. And Dr. Alan Desmond is on the line now. Alan, how are you?
Hi, Claire. Good morning. And thanks so much for having me back on your wonderful show.
Alan, this is a fantastic book. And you do a great job of giving stark statistics and information that we need to sit up and take notice of, but also having an empowering sense of hope. That's not an easy thing to do. Were you conscious that you had to have both of those strands?
Absolutely, Claire. It's so important because overall, this is a message of hope. The underlying message can sound a little bit overwhelming, right? I mean, the whole concept of the book, What Your Doctor Is Not Telling You About Food, the answer to that question is far too much. Unfortunately, in the 21st century, food has become our main driver of poor health. Now, that can sound a little bit abstract, but in real terms, across Europe, around 800,000 people die every year because of the way our modern food system has reshaped what we eat. Europeans lose about 14 million years of healthy, productive life every year because of the food on our plates. And the high meat, low fiber, high junk food diet that we used to call the standard American diet, and then it became the standard Western diet, and now it's the standard global diet, is one of the major forces driving heart disease, increasing rates of type 2 diabetes, obesity, and increasing rates of cancer. So that can all sound a little bit depressing, can't it? But the firm evidence-based approach that I take in the book is to educate, motivate, and support people, because you can start changing the food you eat in your kitchen today. And it can make a tremendous benefit in terms of how healthy you feel today and in how many healthy, active years we all get to enjoy in the future. And that's why I wrote the book. It basically takes the reader through 15 conversations that I wish every doctor had the time and confidence to have with their patients. Conversations that push back against the online confusion about food and health. But as readers or listeners to the audiobook will quickly realize, these are actually conversations we should all be part of.
Yeah, and I always think this is quite nuanced and people are very overwhelmed, and I can nearly feel the eye roll. I mean, people are busy, they're doing their best, they're juggling careers, you know, family life, personal life, whatever life is throwing their way. And there can be a whole host of reasons why people may slip into that high meat, high fat, high junk food, low fiber diet that you spoke of. And it can feel almost finger wagging to them to be like, eat more veg and, you know, sort yourself out. And that's not the message that you want to give, because...
Oh my goodness, absolutely not. There's no finger wagging. There's no blame game here. One of the core messages of the book is that rising rates of obesity, type 2 diabetes, various cancers, and other diet-related problems and diseases, the fact that these diet-related diseases are shortening the number of years that we get to enjoy a healthy life, our health span. The key message of the book is this isn't your fault, because this is the food environment that we live in. The food environment we live in is the driver here. It's not that people choose to eat unhealthy food. It's that the unhealthiest foods are the foods that are often the most affordable, the cheapest, the most heavily marketed foods. They're presented to us as the most convenient options. You know, obesity and overweight are a big problem in Ireland and across the EU, right? About 2/3 of people are living with obesity or overweight. So some people might point fingers at people living with those conditions, but people have got to remember, as I go through in the book, every single human to one degree or another is designed to absorb and store energy. Because for most of human history, humans had very limited access to food. And we were usually not able to get our hands on enough food. So for our ancient ancestors, Claire, if you were the member of the group who was really good at absorbing calories and storing fat, then you were probably the strongest, fittest member of your social group. And, you know, like Charles Darwin taught us that if you're the strongest and the fittest, you get to pass on your genetics, don't you? So every human is built from that ancestry. We know there's about 100 genes that influence our ability to gain weight and to gain excess body weight. Now, in the 1960s, if you were fully loaded genetically for weight gain, you had about a 1 in 10 chance of living with obesity. 5 decades later, that had increased to a 1 in 3 chance of living with obesity. And in 2026, 60% of adults are living with obesity or overweight. It's not that our genetics changed. They absolutely didn't change in just 50 or 60 years. It's not that people got lazy and self-interested. It's that our food environment transformed dramatically. And this, like I said earlier, this standard Western diet has now become the global standard diet. And most of the foods that are marketed to us are not marketed to us with health in mind at all. They're all about profit.
You know, so, and we need stability. To remember that, you know, that the odds are stacked against us. So it's time for us to take the power back and have this Absolutely. This important conversation. One of the biggest statistics that jumped out at me that I ended up sort of sitting up in the bed and sharing with my husband was what you said about Generation Alpha. So those born between 2010 and 2024. So basically our children. And if trends continue the way they are going, there's going to be possibly a time where they'll be the first generation who weren't healthier than their parents.
That's right. You know, we could be the luckiest humans who've ever lived. That's the very first line in my book. And the reason we could be the luckiest humans who've ever lived is because for most of human history, Claire, humans could expect to live for about 30 years. That was the kind of maxed out life expectancy, about 30 years. Now, in the last century and a half, thanks to modern medicine, antibiotics, antivirals, vaccination, sanitation, surgery, modern medicine, and better food security, our outlook has been completely transformed. So the average life expectancy in high-income countries is now 78 years. Can you imagine telling someone back in 1900, when life expectancy was 30, that by 2026, a woman born in Ireland would have an expected life expectancy of 84 years? It would have sounded like science fiction to them. They would not have believed it. But while our lifespan has increased substantially, in recent years, we've seen this really worrying trend emerge. Our lifespan is getting longer, but our health span, the number of years that we spend being healthy and vibrant and active, is decreasing. So right now, this you know, this imaginary Irish woman would have a life expectancy of 84 years, but her health span is likely to be about 65 years. So she is likely to spend about 20 years of her life living with illness or reduced function due to chronic disease, heart disease, frailty, the side effects of cancer or cognitive decline. And in fact, in the UK, where I live and work now, the health span of a UK adult has decreased by 2 years in the last decade. And of course, there are many factors responsible for that. But our food system is one of the leading drivers of that. Due to the way we feed ourselves now, 1 in 4 adults globally is living with chronically impaired metabolic health, poor metabolic health. In the UK, Ireland, the US, and across Europe, it's more like 4 in 10. So 4 in 10 adults are living with poor metabolic health, which is basically a syndrome of chronic inflammation and insulin resistance that leaves you at increased risk of multiple health problems. And as you say, the children of Generation Alpha born between 2010 and 2024, which includes my children, are growing up in a world where their future health is far from guaranteed. And they, if these trends continue, they will be the first generation in modern history to have shorter health spans than their parents, which is absolutely startling, isn't it?
Yes, and something I speak out about a lot is the overwhelm of the wellness world. Not only that finger wagging that we just touched on, which
can really paralyze
people to taking action. So it has to be, as you actually say in the book, compassionate and realistic. We need to meet people where they're at. But it's also very overwhelming. If you look on social media and all of the trends, we're kind of being taught that, you know, to live longer and live better, we can biohack our way, or we're just one supplement away. Whereas you're at pains to say, even increasing our fiber by 10 grams a day can decrease our chances of bowel cancer by 10%. I mean, that's such a small amount. That's a bowl of porridge a day can make a big difference. I mean, that is the supplement. You say fiber is the supplement we're all looking for.
Fiber is the nutrient. Fiber is the supplement. You're absolutely right. So as a gastroenterologist, I'm a huge fan of fiber. And we recommend that people get at least 30 grams of dietary fiber per day. The optimal intake is probably closer to 50 grams of dietary fiber per day. But right now, Claire, most people, 95% of people, aren't even getting close to the minimum of 30 grams per day. And this is really, really important. You know, I have a chapter in the book, which is called Food is the Ultimate Longevity Hack. And it's absolutely true. I mean, people look at the online space and, you know, in the book I refer to this as the infodemic. There's so much information on there about health and well-being and longevity. There's so many influencers out there who are giving difficult and confusing information and often might contradict themselves on a day-to-day basis. But if you look like online influencers like Brian Johnson, for example, being the most notable one of these, Brian Johnson is a gentleman who's spending $2 million a year aiming to extend his lifespan. It's really important to actually look at the evidence about what a healthy diet and lifestyle can do for your health span and your lifespan. And in fact, we know from many, many studies that people who build their meals from fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and healthy fats from plants, but tend to avoid added salt, sugary drinks, red and processed meats, and ultra-processed foods, are 80% more likely to reach their 70s aging healthily, with good cognitive function, good physical function, good mental well-being, and no major chronic illness. And then when you add a healthy plant-forward diet to a bunch of other healthy habits, like avoiding cigarettes, staying socially connected, keeping alcohol intake low, getting good sleep, managing your stress, and avoiding risky substances, the evidence tells us, Claire, that these habits, alongside a healthy diet, can give us 20 extra years of life on this planet. Like, who doesn't want 20 extra years added to their health span? You know, that could be the difference between being there when your grandchildren finish primary school and being there when they write their first book or host their own radio show or launch their first art exhibit or even welcome their own children into the world. Who doesn't want to be there with them?
Alan, I could literally talk to you all day, and I do hope that we get to talk face to face one of these days soon. I really recommend this book. It has a beautiful tone to it, and you really will learn that making small little changes can make a massive difference to your health outcomes and your future. It's called What Your Doctor Isn't Telling You About Food. Dr. Alan Desmond, thank you for telling us, and thank you for coming on Alive and Kicking.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.